You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Indeed. It is that time of the week. We get down to the nitty-gritty as to how or what New Zealand media is talking about marijuana. It's a special edition as well. We have Mr. Chris Forsyth in studio. Is that how you say your name?
Chris Fowley.
Oh, sorry. I fucking read it wrong. Sorry. Oh yeah, you're right. It is. I mean, you're right. Your name is that name. Yeah.
Well done, Chris. Welcome aboard.
All right. Mandrake's here as well. Hello. How's it going?
What's up, bro?
Good. Everybody good? Yeah. Let's go straight into what's been going on. There's a few stories actually.
Yeah, it's been a relatively busy week in the Herald and stuff in terms of DAC.
I see.
So they found another bunch of weed. In Timaru, I think it was like the second one in recent times.
Oh,
quite a lot of plants
in a house.
A couple of houses.
Is that an actual picture that I'm looking at?
Yeah, I think that is. But that
it's
might
a powerful
be
setup.
That might be the same photo from the bus 2 weeks ago, though. By the way, so we can't be sure that that's the same room, so to speak. So I guess a bunch of people are going to get a jail for that one.
That's a lot of plants.
It kind of seems like...
Hey, actually, that's a question that I have for Chris. How many plants before it like gets serious? Like, can I have like four or something? And then I just get like a... Don't do that, mister.
Well, yeah, any amount could get serious. But over 10, the law presumes that you're selling it and the police don't have to present any evidence at all. They can just charge you with supply.
Okay.
And then you're at 7 or 8 years as your maximum penalty, depending on what they charge you with. But in terms of the courts, the guiding case is one called Terawi, and that's the Supreme Court one. It set out these categories that nowadays just seem really unrealistic or just weird, but they're really arbitrary. So if you have, for example, over 100 plants in total, the starting point is 4 years jail.
Oh, wow.
If you have over about 50, then they'll start at 2 years or something like that. So there's pretty serious penalties when you look at other crimes that are out
there. So under 10 is like cruising. You can kind of get away with
you could still get
I've still got diversion.
You know.
Can I use my diversion, do you reckon, on the under 10?
Well, that's up to the police. That's their decision, you know.
True.
That's the problem there, is
but
they kind of make that one up, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
What else is going on?
There's another interesting one which might be cool to talk to you about, Chris, as well. There's a researcher that's been sampling our sewers in Auckland here.
Ah. Underground drugs.
Obviously, there's a shit ton of meth, guys. Sort your shit out.
Oh, you mean like, sampling a fecal matter?
Yeah, sampling
literally a shit ton.
Auckland people's consumption.
Right.
Shit ton of methamphetamine. What I was going to say is the researcher... Then the people have decided to leave cannabis out of that. Why would they do that?
Because cannabis is fat soluble, unlike all the others. So the very reason that it lingers in your body for so long and comes up on drug tests for so long, that also means that in terms of sewage, it's actually kind of bound up to all the fatty stuff, and then it's really hard for them to sample. Bound into the poops and stuff.
I wondered if it would just be that like they'd just be like, yeah, there's an incredible amount of weed in here.
Just say it.
Yeah, and they don't want people to know how much weed everyone's smoking.
Just purely the technicalities. But also, I guess if you did find the cannabis too, because of that thing about it hanging around so long, just because you find it on a particular day, it doesn't mean it was consumed on that day, whereas all the other drugs would be within... You know, 12, 24 hours or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's got some, you know, it gives people a good indication. What I think it's really important for is an early warning system of all the weird and crazy things that are out there.
Mm.
But then you have to know what they are in order to look for them.
Yeah,
if you don't know they're there, you can't look for them.
Yeah, yeah.
So they kind of need to take the lead from the overseas still, look out for things that are in the sewage. Then they know, the N-bomb or whatever,
some
right? There's a lot
stuff
around. Or The weird stuff that people actually need warnings about. And, you know, whereas... There's another tandem program going on that the police are paying for, and they're actually paying for it through proceeds of crime seizures. So they're taking people's homes and things and then using this to pay for another duplicate study.
Classic.
It's really weird. It's like they're just duplicating this one that Massey University did, and they're kind of, I don't know, they haven't released their results of that one, but we kind of wonder what the motives are, you know. Why would the police be interested in looking in the sewer, you know? It's one thing for why would researchers want to do it, but why are the police doing it?
Another story in the news this week is the cops talking about how there's been a 75% drop in the amount of plants they've discovered during their operations in the South Island.
So they're saying they're scaring people off? Or?
Well, what do you reckon? Are people just getting better at growing DAC? Or are they just growing more meth now instead?
Growing meth,
etc.
That particular, or the two regions that had the drop, they didn't send helicopters out this year.
Okay.
And that was it. So it's like all drug law enforcement, the more they look for it, the more they find.
Yes. So that's
and then arrest go. But if they choose to not look for it, then they don't find it.
Well, that's kind of a good positive change in a way.
Yeah, I thought
because,
so.
Because, they had been, you know, chucking a lot of resources into
flying
around.
Helicopters aren't cheap.
Army choppers and stuff.
I know someone that went for a helicopter ride the other day, and I think it was around $200. So, and that was just a ride around the harbour.
Okay.
So it must be quite a lot of money to go looking for.
It's a tremendous amount. Well, that's a good thing.
What about this government marijuana? Looks nothing like the real stuff.
I think this was in both the formidable publications. and basically, these people in the researchers in the States have been trying to get weed to do their research. But the only place that they can get it is from the government-approved government stash, which if you're looking at the picture there on DAC.life, you'll see that it looks like they've
the
tree got like, you know, when you see guys pruning trees in there, and they've got that massive machine at the back. They've chucked entire plants into a mulcher and then put it in a bag and sent it to the researchers.
Chris was explaining the process off air before. Do you mind explaining that again to me? Yeah, it's kind of lengthy, but it's buzzy.
Well, what they do exactly that. They actually shred entire plants. And firstly, what they're growing down in Mississippi is really low strength, kind of basically wild hemp. And then they shred the whole thing. They extract all the cannabinoids from it. Similar to how people might make oil or something here. And then they spray that back on, that entire shredded plant. And they do this to say, oh, now it's uniform and it's all consistent, and that makes it medical. But it means that there's big sticks and branches and seeds and things.
And it's not really...
It's just awful. It's absolutely awful. And I actually got to try some when I went to the States in 2002 because I met one of the people that had some.
Yeah.
And unofficially got to try some. And I can confirm it was awful. And it was nothing like regular weed that people smoke. And this is all the research
that's
done.
It's like processed weed that was already bad in the beginning.
But all the research that's out there is all based on this unnatural weed.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's fucked, eh?
there should be a little corner for people
just,
like.
It's silly, isn't it?
Yeah,
what kind of research are you trying to do?
Someone needs to just drop like a High Times magazine on the White House coffee table and go, "This is what weed looks like, mate." Something like that.
Into the business world of DAC now, I suppose. The king of cannabis, Neville.
Looks like a chill guy.
He's kind of agreed to do something, and then all of a sudden, some Stem Cell United stock has jumped 8,300% in less than 48 hours.
Jesus.
Something to do with DAC and stem cells.
Wow.
So
sounds ominous.
is he like Iron Man or something?
Something in the future could get a bit weird. Yeah. X-Men type scenarios, maybe.
He is said to be one of the guy that came up with Hayes, which is a real mainstay, and is actually the dad of most Dutch weed.
Right.
You're getting the mum as the name on the packet from the seed companies, but the dad is mostly a haze, which came from that guy.
Oh, far out. And when you say came from, he like split the atom, so to speak?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Far out.
Cool.
What a good guy.
What else? I've seen pictures of what look like pills, but that's not...
There's another story that Chris drew to our attention earlier about Associate Health Minister Peter Dunn.
Old mate, bow tie.
And his speech, I didn't get to read it all, but I assume you did today, Chris.
Take us through
what Peter Dunn is doing up there in Austria at the moment at the narco... Whoa. This Peter Dutton gave a speech addressing the 60th session of the United Nations Commission on Narcotic Drugs.
It's the word session?
In Vienna.
Oh, lovely. Okay. Glorious.
Lovely, isn't real it? Real fucking... Yeah,
drug money to get there.
He gets to go every year. It's a good speech. If he followed through, it would be even better. He talks about things like compassion and innovation and proportion and these sorts of things. If you applied them to cannabis and to medical cannabis, you would think, yes, compassion, innovation, and proportion. Yes, of course. But it's not being applied. It's just still more talk. You know. This is the problem there. But if only he would follow through.
I guess the annoying thing there is he's a minister. And he's saying these things, but he's really not doing anything.
That's actually sort of how Dunn got his attention in the first place. That very first debate that was on TV, and he was like saying sensible shit.
Yeah.
And then it took about like a year or two, and people were like, "Wait a minute, you just say what everyone wants to hear. Right? You're one of those politicians.
Are you just saying stuff, bro, man?"
Hey, at least someone's saying stuff though. You've got to give him that, I suppose.
That's kind of about it, really. There's a couple of other arrests. Of notable note, the Prince of Pot, a Canadian chap, has finally been busted and looks like a very long list of charges.
Oh, the Prince of Pot, I like it.
Yeah, this is Mark Emery. He used to run a magazine called Cannabis Culture and he was one of the first big seed companies that sold around the world and they put him in jail in the States for a long time, and he's gone back to Canada, and then the Canadian government under Trudeau's come along and said, "We're going to legalize cannabis," right? But it's not legal yet, but they said, "We're going to legalize cannabis," but it pretty much is legal. Anyone that's been to Canada knows that. It's very tolerated. But they actually said to everyone, when we legalize cannabis, the people that are open already are at the front of the queue. If you're already running a storefront like a dispensary, we're going to talk to you first about a license. So they actually sent this message to everyone. Get out there and open a shop now. Because if you don't, someone else will, and they'll get the license.
Right.
So everyone scrambled to open shops. And then here we go. They've gone and arrested them and thrown them all in jail and everything. It's just
a setup.
It's very odd. And by the end of the year, they're going to legalize cannabis.
Yeah.
So it's just very strange.
I guess that's an overarching thing with DAC is... There's all kinds of madness and weird stuff going on, but
especially in
weird
in the transition periods where it's like, you know, it's on the horizon but not quite there. There's always going to be that no man's land where people got to put their neck out and get some crud. All right, on. Hey, thank you so much, gents. Thank you very much, Chris Fowley, for joining us, head of Normal New Zealand. Let's get you up here every goddamn week. Goddamn it.
Sure.
Sweet. Thank you, Mandrake.
Yeah. I'll see you on the other side.
Yeah. Right on.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.